Can you change your partner over time, or should you find someone you click with right away? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Angela Baines, assistant professor of psychology at Wellesley College, explains that birds of a feather do flock together, but only if they're similar from the beginning of the relationship.
When people say birds of a feather flock together, they mean that people like to be around others who share their likes, values, and beliefs. And decades of research supports this. On the other hand, people also believe that friends and partners shape each other. You influence your friends, and your friends influence you. We researched the question, are friends and partners similar when they first meet, or does similarity grow as people get to know each other better? My colleague Chris Crandall and I surveyed more than 3,000 people who were with another person in public spaces and asked them about their attitudes, personalities, and activity choices. They were also asked how long and how well they knew each other. The results showed pairs were similar on almost everything we measured. What we really wanted to know, however, is whether similarity increased with how long they'd known each other. It did not. Or did it increase with how close they were to each other? It did not. Were attitudes more similar if they had talked about them more? They were not. We found people in relationships do not change each other much over time. Instead, people are selecting friends who share their attitudes, their values, and their preferences from the get-go. This allows us to create a social world that meets our needs. Similar friends provide comfort and a stable sense of self. But there are drawbacks, too. Surrounding yourself with like-minded others means you are limiting your exposure to diverse people and ideas. Nevertheless, our research suggests similarity seeking is extremely common. So common, in fact, there may be a biological advantage to it.
That was Angela Baines of Wellesley College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.